Blog Talk Radio.
It's like the E on the beat.
Oh, this one na sara sara. The beat is tana tana. You gon' make you manya manya. In this is manya manya. Oh yeah, make you ricotta ricotta mama Africa ricotta hey. Make you dance yeah. Everybody, ricotta, ricotta, mama, Africa, ricotta, eh. Make it dance, yeah, 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 yeah. This one, na sara, sara. The beat is tana, tana. It go make you manya, manya. Ines is in manya, manya. This is for people with chalacha, hey. People with kalaka, hey. Yeah, nandi walanya, hey. Nandi kalanya. It go make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala. It go make you feel nicer. Oh yeah, let's go to Kenya, Rwanda and Tanzania, Togo, Cameroon, Niger, Ghana, South and Sudan. Oh yeah, make you ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, eh. Make it dance, yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody, ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, eh. Make it dance, yeah, 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 yeah. One sara sara le, oh sara sara le. Make it dance, yeah, yeah. If you dance some easy, make you no fight, oh. Hey, you go forget your sorrow. Makachuku, you go buy and play for your motto, oh. Hey, hey, this one na sara sara. The beat is tana tana. You go make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. This is for people with chalacha. Hey, people with kalaka. Hey, yeah, nandi walanya. Hey. Nandi kalanya, it go make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala. It go make you feel Niger. Oh yeah, let's go to Zambia, Uganda, South Africa, Togo, Cameroon, Burundi, also Benin Republic. Hey. Oh yeah, make you ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, hey. Make you dance, yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody, ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, hey. Make you dance, yeah.
Happy African music. I don't know the title of that song. I just love the beat and the energy from that song. And I think it's a happy African song because Africans, by and large, live a simple life. And they're happier, maybe, than most Americans who are really living complicated lives. Some of us are just so deep in debt and complication that we're unhappy and anxious and depressed. So this show is all for my American friends mostly who might be struggling with a little depression, anxiety, or pain. I woke up this morning and got an email from a woman who sends me prayer requests. And the first request was for a young lady who's suffering from depression and anxiety. So I get these prayer requests frequently from the same person. And I thought, oh, I immediately said a prayer for her and joined with the email recipients and hope praying that this woman would come out of her depression. And then as I moved about and started looking at some of my other emails, I came upon a podcast by a chiropractor who was talking about, guess what? Anxiety and depression, and how to recognize it And his therapy includes adrenal therapy. So these two signs this morning kind of woke me up to the idea of maybe I should put some information out to help my sisters, brothers in the earth to overcome the depression, anxiety, and maybe pain in their life. This is so common, even more than usual, especially during this season. This is a season where people are trying to meet the expectations of their loved ones and go over and above and beyond the call of family duty to bring gifts to the tree and what have you. So this show is an introduction to a simple tool that you can all use to help relieve some of the anxiety, depression, and pain of this season and the pain and anxiety, depression of your life. If you're experiencing this all the time, then I think this show will be very beneficial to you. And I'm introducing a tool that I have been using for many, many years that helps me maintain peace in my body and my mind. And the mind and body are one. This is something that we should all be aware of. The mind and body are one. They communicate back and forth with chemicals called hormones. We get messengers throughout our body by way of the brain. When we think thoughts and we have emotions, the brain sends messengers to the body to communicate what's going on in the higher power upstairs in the brain in the heavens, because we're really getting a transmission from the heavens, because the seed that was planted in our mothers is still connected to the heavenly realms. And that's another show altogether. But I just want to introduce you to a very simple tool that can be used anywhere and everywhere to help relieve some of the stress and tension that we all may be experiencing during this season, or even just with our relationships that we have in our life, whether it's sisters, brothers, mothers, fathers, husbands, wives. We all have conflicts in our life that sometimes we can't release. And so I'd like to introduce you to EFT. It's called Emotional Freedom Techniques. I have been practicing this for over 10 years now, I believe. And it has just, and I use it with clients, I use it with friends and family. And it really does, you really do have to stick with this practice to get relief. And it's free. That's the best thing about it, is it's free. You don't have to work at it. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You do have to use what the Creator has given you, and that's your hands and your thoughts, to realize that there are things going on in your life and in your body that are speaking to you about making changes in your life. So I want to play first and foremost a YouTube recording on Nick Ordner. Nick Ordner wrote a book called The Tapping Solution. This man and his family are passionate and really experienced about helping people overcome their traumas in life with tapping or EFT, emotional freedom techniques. And please, I want you to listen to Nick. He's very experienced, very knowledgeable, and he's going to give you an introduction to tapping and especially pain relief. So just listen, and then I'll come back and answer questions or comments. And then I have two other tapes that I uploaded today on depression and anxiety from two different people who are experts in the EFT or tapping seminars and teachings. So here is Nick Ordner. Please listen up to Nick Ordner, who wrote the book, The Tapping Solution, and he's going to give you an introduction to tapping and pain relief.
Hi, everyone. Nick Ordner from The Tapping Solution here. This is a video on pain relief, how to use EFT tapping on pain relief. Now, I'm going to make a bold statement here. I have seen more dramatic results with pain relief and this strange-looking tapping process than on virtually any subject. I've seen things happen that, frankly, I couldn't explain years ago when I didn't know the science and the research behind the tapping, but now I understand. I've seen a man by the name of John, who had 30 years of chronic back pain, be pain-free for the first time in 30 years after just 2 days of tapping. I've seen Jody with fibromyalgia diagnosed for 15 years. She couldn't climb stairs. She couldn't go for walks. Her knees hurt. Her body hurt. She couldn't sleep at night. Again, 2 days of tapping, she was pain-free, and she remains pain-free 5 years later. So if you have physical pain of any sort right now, if you have a headache, if you have back pain, if you have chronic pain, or you've had an accident or injury, something happened, please explore this tapping process. This video is just a few minutes long, so I'm going to teach you the basics and give you an experience, but please go deeper. There's resources all over the internet. My new book, The Tapping Solution, is available. There's a whole chapter on pain relief there. There's a lot of resources available. However way you do it, explore this. I know it can work for you. So let's have an experience right now. What we do with tapping is we start step one by identifying our target. Now, in this case, with pain relief, it's easy. It's what hurts, right? So just take a second and just identify what you want to tap on. Back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, a headache. And then once you know what you want to tap on, give it a number on a 0 to 10 scale. 10 being the highest intensity you can imagine, 0 being it's not painful at all. So you might say, my back is at a level 7 right now. So tune into that. Tune into what you want to tap on, the intensity, and let's do some tapping together. Okay, we start by tapping on the side of the hand, the karate chop point, and just repeat after me. And you can use one hand or the other. You can tap either way. Even though I had this pain in my body, I deeply and completely accept myself. I'm going to do that three times total. Even though I had this pain in my body, I deeply and completely accept myself. One more time. Even though I have all this pain in my body, I deeply and completely accept myself. And now tapping through the points. First point's the eyebrow point. Inside of the eyebrow, right where the hair ends and meets the nose, you can use one hand or the other, or both hands, and just tap 5 to 7 times. You don't have to get it perfect, and just repeat, this pain in my body. Now to the side of the eye, now to the temple, right where the face turns, side of the eye, this pain in my body. Under the eye, all this pain in my body. Under the nose, all this pain in my body. Chin point, not at the chin, below the lip, right in that little crease in there, all this pain in my body. 3 more points left, the collarbone point. Feel for the 2 little bones of the collarbone. And just go down an inch, out to each side about an inch. Tap with all 10 fingers. All this pain in my body. Now underneath the arm, either side of the body, about 3 inches underneath the armpit, right on the bra line for women, all this pain in my body. And the last point, right at the top of the head, all this pain in my body. And now let's do one more round since you were getting the basics of it there. So back to the eyebrow. All this pain in my body, side of the eye, it's so painful under the eye, and it's so frustrating under the nose. I'm so frustrated by this pain under the mouth, and I wonder if I can let it go. Collarbone, I wonder if I can release this pain from my body. Under the arm, I wonder what it's all about. Top of the head, I wonder what this pain is all about. And take a deep breath, and let it go. And after each round or two of tapping, we always do the same thing. First, we check in and see what shifted. So if you had back pain at a level 7, you might tune in and go, oh, it's a 5 now, or it's a 4, or it's gone. And then the second thing we tune into is, what else came up? So you might be tapping on back pain, and all of a sudden you think, you just can't stop thinking about work and how stressful it's been recently. That might be a clue. That might be a clue that something at work has to do with back pain. That might be a clue that the stress that's going on there could be affecting your physical body. You know, I think we've made too much of a distinction between the mind and body. We're starting to talk now mind-body, mind-body medicine, right? Knowing there's a connection. But I think it's more than a connection. It's the same thing. And when we explore the connections or the reality of our emotional experience, our daily life, our stress, and physical pain, that's when you can see really incredible results. So that was just a round or two of tapping. Going forward, keep doing round after round on your specific issues. You can ask yourself questions like, when did the pain start? So for example, Jody, who I mentioned had fibromyalgia, recognized that it started 15 years earlier during a very stressful period in her life. So what we did is we went back to that stressful period, We thought about it, we tapped on it, and she cleared that old energy, and then the pain resolved itself. So when did it start? Tune in and ask yourself, if there was an emotion in my back or in my shoulder, what might it be? So you can ask yourself, if there's an emotion in my shoulder pain, what might it be? Anger, anxiety, frustration, whatever comes up for you is the right answer for you. And then you can tap on that. You just simply go, even though I have this anger in my shoulder, even though I have this frustration in my back, I deeply and completely accept myself, going round after round until you get the relief that you most want and most deserve. As I said in the beginning, I've seen incredible results with tapping for pain relief. And what's exciting to me about it is that usually the results come not just with pain relief, which I know you most desperately want, and it's a great benefit, but it also comes with deeper insights, deeper awareness of what's going on in your life and how to heal every aspect of your life. So I hope with that tapping round or two, you felt something change, you felt something shift. You know, even pain going from a level 8 to a 7 to me is huge. It means that you can move it. It means you have the power within yourself to change your body, to change your physical experience. So continue the process. Go deeper. Explore what can you do to heal your body, to get the freedom from pain that you most deserve. This is Nick Ortner from The Tapping Solution. I hope you have a wonderful, pain-free day.
Thank you, Nick Ortner. I just want to emphasize what Nick was saying about tuning into your body. There are so many people that I meet who are not tuned into their body. They're not understanding the kingdom within. This is an amazing temple that we have within. And we can't separate the mind from the body anymore. That's old school, that's old data, old information, ancient information, according to medical systems and what have you. The mind and body are one. So anything going on in the body, we have to come to an understanding that they are one. Something in the mind is triggering something in the body, and vice versa. So as he said in the audio, tuning into the body means getting in touch with the emotions behind your pain, getting in touch with the frustration, the disappointments, the fears. All of that is key in getting relief and accepting yourself, as he points out. EFT is all about coming initially saying that you accept yourself no matter what is going on in the body. And so using the hands that the Creator has given us to heal, we can use these hands to heal our own body, which is something we don't think about. We always run to some doctor, or we've been trained to run to some medical professional person who was trained in medical school to write prescriptions, instead of using our own hands to lay it on our body, tap on our body, talk to our body, and release some of the stress. Deep breathing. That's the inner standing that we all need to be reminded of when we have frustrations, anxiety, pain, is deep breathing. Mind-body connection. What's going on in my mind? Having awareness, he says, having insight. And then realizing that when you move from a 10 to an 8 or a 10 to a 7, you have the power within yourself. And from there, it's just a matter of being persevering and pushing forward, pushing through, and going forward with this process. So I'm going to take, I have two hands up. I'm going to take a few comments or questions, and then I have two more excellent videos or audios that tell you more in depth on how to get to the root of your anxiety, pain, or frustration. So opening up the phone to 770-775. Your mic is open.
Well, Bertha, greetings, Sister Viata. It's been a while. How are you?
Greetings, Brother Kwame. So nice to hear your voice.
Yes, it's been some time. I just returned back from Cali, and I went to a home going for my best friend. He was for many years when I first got down here to Atlanta area, and, you know, that was over 20-something years ago. And he made his transition on 11:30 while I was out there in Cali. But the part that his body had deteriorated, you know, because he was diabetic, then he had to have a pacemaker, then he had to have, he was looking for a kidney, and all of these things that were going on with his body and the pains and things, and it was really a good home going because, you know, in one part of the comments, they were talking about how he was now attempting to find, you know, fighting for life. And he was choosing to try to make these changes at this late date in his illness. Mm. And even just before I left, and he and I talked, and he was trying, I was recommending why didn't he, you know, get in contact with Dr. Sabi and see what natural solutions that he could find using some of his naturopathic or his electric cell food. And but it, to no end that it was his time to return back into the spiritual realm. And the
how old was this person?
He was 60. Let's see, he was born 52, so he was 63.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the part for him was is that, you know, he was a very knowledgeable. He was a scholar. He'd written many books and had helped author many books. And Obadeli was like stress. And the stress that, you know, that he would put himself and allow himself to carry that stress.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that happened was is diet and stress caused the body, you know, to do what it did.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I'm hearing with you and sharing, and I'm grateful that you are sharing, you know, like the brother was talking about the pain and tapping. But the thing that he wrote in the last piece that he had wrote was talking about spiritual sovereignty. In him getting to this point of facing death and his transition and returning to the spirit, he wrote a piece talking about spiritual sovereignty and how we have to really, this is where we have to go back to, because in us coming into this earthly realm, we came in as spirits and formed the human body. Well, we formed the mind that grew the body, because the brain grew body, but spirit control the brain, and that's where we're having, because we say mind, body, spirit, when it really should be spirit, mind, body, because when the mind disconnects from the spirit, then the body begins its deterioration, because the life source is through spirit, and it's understanding how to get back to that spiritual sovereignty, and that we really have allowed ourselves to be misguided from the outer world when it's the involution that we're in the development of right now in this new shift.
Mm-hmm.
In this cosmic shifting, there is the involution and the reconnecting to the higher self, because we were born free. We chose our bondages. And the thing is that we have choice and change, and the change has to be in being able to look at, okay, I've got depression. What am I depressing? I'm depressing. I'm suppressing emotions. I'm suppressing, you know, doubts and fears. But the part that we have is that we came with everything that it took for us to grow into ourselves. We have that power to shift ourselves.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
the spirit is what really manifested that what we are.
Yes, hallelujah. Yeah, that's so, so deep and true. Oh, thank you, Kwame. That's so very relevant to take in the transition of the spirit out of the body to this process that we're talking about. Because as Nick was saying, when you feel, when you see, when you tune into the body and realize that just using your hands and acupressure movements, that you can move that those points of from a 10 to a 9, 8, 9 or 8. That's the power. That's the sovereignty that is within every one of us to shift the emotions, to shift the pain, to shift the energy to a place of comfort. comfort or manageability instead of being so stressed that we can't even do what we are here to do. We become more in tune, like you said, understanding to the sovereignty within us, the divinity within us. That's what I love about EFT is that when you consciously take this action to move energy in the mind, body, spirit realm, you will find that you are empowered and that you are accepting yourself even in the pain, because you're moving from pain to awareness or consciousness and sovereignty, like you just expressed about your friend. That's so powerful, and I see your friend was a very powerful messenger. Your friend is teaching us even now about the value of taking care of the mind, body, spirit while you can, and even being aware at the end of your life that you have done what you came to do and that there are so much that others need to learn. And here you are, Kwame, sharing part of his lesson, and his lesson will continue, and which is why we can't be so sad about death. We have to grieve a little bit because we won't see that person face to face or talk to their voice. But then, like you said, we're moving into a sovereignty area or a spiritual realm where everything is possible, that we can really move into our divinity and understand the power within that we have, especially when we use this EFT and other tools that the Creator has given us to shift energy, because we're all energy. Mind and body is all energy working, the blood flowing, the nerves flowing, the brain cells activated, the thoughts, the emotions, it's all energy. And what EFT or emotional freedom techniques, tapping, helps a person do is move energy. And you really do become more aware of who you are. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, we'll may have to come back to that, but I have two other people who are with their mics, with their hands up. Let me go to 336-350. I think this is my sister. Welcome to Soul Purpose Healing.
It is, Sister Viata. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, you are really clear. Thank you. Go ahead.
Give thanks. And Brother Kwame, I have just give thanks to you, my brother. I really need to have a council with you. And I give thanks to the Most High that you chimed in as well tonight. What I would like for you to do, Sister Viata, is send me a link to that tapping guy. And what I want to ask you, I have like a broom type thing that I received from a special medicine person. And sometimes I use that when I'm tapping. So what I'm asking you, is it better to just tap with your skin and have nothing else that you're tapping with, or is that okay to use something to tap with?
I think it's up to the individual, because you okay. are the person with the intuition and the knowing of what you need. And so all I right. think as you, the person, if you're more spiritually evolved, you're going to know exactly how to use this very simple tool to your specific need.
Okay.
Because what Nick is saying and what the next two audios that I'm going to play, these are just basic basic steps and basic words that a person can use to shift the energy when they are aware or tuning in that, hey, I'm either depressed or I'm in pain or I'm anxious and I need some help. So, yeah, I think you are at a level that you know what your body needs, and as long as you have the basic understanding of what tapping is all about, it's all about you shifting energy in your body and using the words to
yeah.
acknowledge that you have a discomfort or you have a challenge in your life, and then you going through the rounds, as he described in the audio, going to making several rounds until you feel energy shifting. Like he said, if you're at a 10 when you start, which means you're really, really stressed, and after one or two rounds, you feel like, I'm at a 7 now. That's powerful. You are understanding the power within yourself, and you want to continue to do what you're doing because it may not take just 5 minutes. It might take 30 minutes.
Yes, yes.
So
well,
I hope that, does that answer?
It does, and I'm very grateful because all day today I just turned things off and put this healing meditation on for your mind and body. And my mantra was, look, I need some help. I had challenges with my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that I'm not wanting things to just to flow naturally, or I'm being stubborn, is what
right.
Louise says. Louise, hey, me and my many souls, okay, what am I being stubborn about? I fell about maybe 5 years ago or so and really crushed my knee. And it took about a month to heal and walking on crutches. And now it's deciding to really do the thing. And I'm saying, okay, what am I afraid about? What am I fearful about? Because I got things to do. What is it that I need to work on? And that's been my mantra. And then you text me, Sister Viata, and this is what your show is about. And I so something out there, someone heard me, and I give thanks.
Yes,
I give thanks.
It's funny you express it that way, because the two audios I'm going to play later, that's exactly what he's talking about, is getting to thinking about, when did this start happening? When did I start feeling this emotion or this anxiety or pain or whatever? It's going back, tuning in to your whole historical self. Okay, I have another caller with their hand up, 760-362. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. Angel JoJo.
Oh, my goodness. It's a family reunion. Angel JoJo is on the line.
Angel JoJo.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Oh, bless you.
Oh, it's so good to hear you again. I've been trying to get into you. Last week I went in, you told me to go in, and there was nothing. It was, you know, you told me to call that night. And there was, you know, they came on and they said 45, I think the next day, whatever. So here I am now. This is good. Don't take up time about that. I took a fall the other day. I believe fully with what I have with the cancer. What you're talking about, I mean, we're talking about what I have is a big, it's a big magulla. It's a lot of stuff that goes into your body. You would think after 5 to 6 years that I have T4 cancer. I'm still walking and running and doing what I have to. It catches up. You know, it does catch up with you. But I keep myself so busy in my thinking with God, Jesus, and the angels and my friends. And I'm out there planting seeds more and more and more, you know, over the past years, you know. Now I'm retired, kind of like, because I'm paying attention to my silence and my stillness and my quiet. Nobody comes in my house now. The only one that comes in is my landlady. You know, once in a while, but I think I've had 2 people come and visit me, and that's it.
So have you gone through periods of depression and anxiety often?
No. You know why? I'll tell you. Being on the road for the year, you know, it was one solid year for 12,000 miles I went, and I have to tell you something. I saw more out there that was more depressing. The other people were more than I was, because I count my blessings. And I look at the good side of it. My little house here, I look at it and say, thank you, Jesus, God, and the angels. I look at you and my friends and say, thank you, God, Jesus. I'm so thankful for everything. That is the meditation that I have, like we're talking about with the touch of it. Let me give you, for instance, 2 things. The other day, I took a fall, and I twisted my ankle. And I sat down, came inside. I sat down, I laid on the floor, and I pushed into the pain of the ankle. I mean, I literally pushed. Like, you know, like when you want to do a clutching in a car, you want to push heavy towards something. And I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing and just saying, okay. And I got up, I walked around. And I said, well, I guess it's not that bad. But you know what? The next day I looked, I had a huge ball of swelling, bruising. It was amazing. And I just kept walking around. So you're talking about tapping with the fingers, but and that's great. But I truly believe that you can use other parts of your body if you're walking a lot. I mean, I've seen people walk, oh, my God, I got an injury. It's just basically what you're saying, it's a mind. But you know what? When I went in to get some tests lately, they told me I had an enlarged heart. Now, I'll tell you what I thought with that. I said, wow, I guess I give so much out there, I have to give more.
Yeah.
My heart's so big.
We know you have an enlarged, oh, a large heart.
Yeah,
well, that's all.
I go,
that's,
oh, well,
amazing.
Fine. I must have stretched
right
out because I'm kidding. But the second thing is, do you remember I told you guys about McKenna? She's a writer. And I talked to you about Cave in the Snow, about that one Tibetan monk, the female. She went in the Himalayas. She went up into the Himalayas. I don't know how many thousands of feet, but she went and lived in a cave for 12 years. Did I ever tell you about that? It's a great book.
No.
Cave in the Snow. I even forget who the Tibetan name is. Paulo is her name or something. Anyway, there was a section in there in chapter called Fear. Now, what you guys are talking about, this is what she did. She was snowed in the cave. When you get snowed in the cave, it's pitch black for weeks and weeks and weeks. So you have nothing else to do but meditate. Everything that you're doing to what you're saying, only in silence. I find that if you stay in your silence, you start catching up with your peace, which can relieve
mm-hmm.
pain.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What happened with her was that she had a tremendous infection, whether it was on her leg or her eye, I forget really. It's been a long time. Anyway, let's just say her leg. Okay. It was so bad, and it was so, with such infection, and the pus, everything was coming, like the pain, but she couldn't go, she couldn't go anywhere. She had no access to getting out of the cave and going, you know, for help, medical, whatever. So what she taught herself, what she started doing, was that she started going into the pain. I think we talked about this once. Anyway, she traveled visually and mentally into the pain, her pain.
Mm-hmm.
And while she was in there, she literally heard music, a symphonic orchestra,
mm-hmm.
a symphonic music. And she healed herself, of course, with that. She just kept going in. And the bottom line is that pain has its own music. And we do not hear that because
mm-hmm.
we are so distracted with all the stress, all the depression, whatever it may be. If people would only go into their pain. So I had a client come in. I'm picking up a couple of clients out of my house, but out in different centers. And I sat with one or two of them. They had a lot of problem with their children. And they're having blah, 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 blah with the kids and stuff. So I turned around and I said, you know what I suggest you do? You go into them and you say this. Get into your own pain, kid, and listen to your music. In other words, get lost. Get out of here, leave me alone, go listen to your own music. And I'll tell you something, if you do that with anything, go into your pain. Go into it. Live with it.
And listen to
hear
your
it sound.
Music.
And that's
wow.
what I did really with my leg the other day. My
uh-huh.
I literally went into it and I literally could hear flutes playing. Flutes.
Mm. Wow.
Very, like, you
that's
know,
interesting.
Like, you would have like the meditation, you know, those meditation music that they have, you know, to
yeah,
relax you
yeah.
and whatever it is. But it's like when people have really, really depression, you should go into it quietly and just listen. Like you said, not to what makes you depressing, but what the depression is. Go into the
yeah.
depression and you'll hear music. This
yeah.
is why when
this
we have had three-term music on, do we have reactions to it? Do we have different shifting of our thought and of our body and
mm-hmm.
everything that we have around us? You turn on music,
wow.
you start dancing. If you and the thing is that it's the same thing as tapping, only your heart taps. Now, I believe fully in the mind, and I believe fully in the thought, but I believe fully that the mind is it's a filing cabinet. The heart is what really makes everything roll.
Yeah,
the heart.
You're
if
right.
you go and get that book, The Heart Code. The heart, they say, has the power of twice the intelligence. The heart has twice the intelligence than the brain. Mm-hmm. And that's where mm-hmm. it all begins. That's where it all starts, and that's mm-hmm. where it all ends.
That's like
it goes
the,
up into the muck of it, files it away. That's all it does. There's nothing more than that.
That's beautiful.
Wouldn't you think that?
I love that. Go into your music. Get into your music. And that's the best distraction when you have pain, I think, is to think about getting inside of that pain and listening to the music. That is so beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Doc, sister.
Yeah,
just one more thing. Just one more thing.
Go
Doc,
ahead.
And then you've got the floor. But I believe that it's like you become a magnet. Like, for instance, let's say, here's something that maybe will help you. I just discovered last week in meditation, because I have a lot of time with God now alone when I'm in my place. He said to me, I said, I don't like the word finish. Be like, you never finish anything. Oh, I'm finished with this. I'm done. Oh, how could you do that? You haven't even finished it. Get it done. Finish it. I believe fully there's no such word as finish.
Hmm.
There's no such word as finish. What is happening is that we all are links to the chain of events that the higher spirit has for us in plan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that there's such thing, because nothing is finished if you stop to think about it. Look, Doc, everything that you were taught came from somebody else to you. Everything now that you're doing here on your show, you are passing on to somebody else. There's no such thing as finished. I mean, when you think that, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, that's very appropriate for when you connect to what Kwame just went through with his friend transitioning. His life really didn't finish. It just, as we say, it transitioned. He's in another realm now, and now Kwame is continuing the man's story to help others learn the lessons from that messenger. So, Mama AZ, you had a comment before I go to the next audio. Did you have a comment?
Yes, ma'am. Angel JoJo, I just love you, and I love us, and I give thanks to the Most High that I listen when Vanilla B asked me to go and assist her to get her car to bring it to Winslow. And I heard this voice. This is how I met Angel JoJo, to stop at the rest area, you know, and do what I had to do before I went on. But before I left the mechanic shop, I heard that voice at the expressway, and this voice says, you're going to meet somebody that you are going to reunite with. So be mindful of that. And I'll be darned if that was.
Well, that's when you and I met. That's when you and I met at the rest area. Yes, yes, I remember
that's
that.
That's right. And I'm going to say this and move on. Today, I was mantraing, doing mantras. I need help because I need to find out what's up. And I give thanks because you just told me I was going to have this council reasoning with Brother Kwame. However, you just told me what has been going on, Angel JoJo, and it was my higher mini selves that positioned me to be alone so that I could go in and hear my music. And I had to get off all the blog talks because it was getting on my nerves. I could, and not yours, Sister Viata. We have a spiritual link, you know, but others and many things I just don't call. I couldn't get on the phone. It gave me a headache. I only call special people. Otherwise, my phone doesn't charge right, I don't even care. You know, it doesn't matter to me because to me, that's the universe's way of keeping
I
it
agree
silent
with you. Yes.
So
yes.
that I could go within and hear my music.
Yeah.
And when you hear it, when you hear it, you know, it's so wonderful that when you do hear it, you start hearing different notes. Different techniques of these different mixtures and these different shifting it shifts. It's like saying, yes, I don't want to hear opera. You shift it to, okay, I'll hear jazz. And then it's like a radio station. So when you're in there, you have to hear all the different instruments, symphonic orchestration.
Yeah.
And whatever you feel like, that's why you don't answer your phone. You don't have to answer your phone. There's no time to answer the phone. You hang the phone up, you throw it away, and you take time out for yourself. And you'll
that's
be surprised.
Right.
Sister, Doc, you have something you want to say about those audios? I love, can't wait to hear that. When you guys are talking.
Well, I'm paying attention to my Facebook friends, and a couple of them were showing a few signs of depression. One woman posted a picture of someone who died 3 years ago, and she was feeling depressed. And I thought, oh, boy. So I said, okay, what's going on? Tell me, who was this beautiful soul and what happened? And she told me he committed suicide and he was her soulmate. And I said, okay, well, I am really grateful to know that I need to be hugging more people this season, and I need to be paying attention to people who are even looking like they might want to commit suicide or depressed. So this audio that we're going to listen to is how to overcome that depression, how to use the tapping and the awareness to come to understanding, tuning in to realize first that you are depressed and then doing something about it.
This is Robert Smith. I'm in Timoleague County Cork, Ireland. And I received an email from someone that says she bought several of the DVDs and she's wanting to figure out how to get rid of her depression. You'll hear cars from in the background. There's a car rally where they have this track. I guess they travel all through Ireland. But anyway, they ask, how do you get rid of depression? How do you address depression? And so one of the things that I have discovered about depressed people or people who have depression or create depression, there's several modalities in how they do that. One is that they were raised by someone who also had depression. So that means they have emotional conditionings in and around depression. Now, depression is an internal process. It's a belief system. It's an attitude about self and what we do to ourselves, and there is a comfort to it, even though you say there isn't, but there is, because you're doing it. And the reason that there's a comfort to it, because maybe someone who you love who raised you who was depressed, and so you're mirroring and mimicking their behaviors. And so one of the things that you can do is, one, go back and address the memories of seeing your mother depressed or your father depressed, and you start addressing the emotions and the memories about them being depressed, and you can still love them but not be depressed and not act like them. So that's one way. Now there's a big complexity to this. It's not just an easy one wham, thank you ma'am, it's all gone. I don't know if I should have said one man, thank you ma'am. But anyway, it's not just one hit, because there's such a deep structure in which we've learned how to cope with the world. And so what you do is you go to every memory and every experience that represents your parents or yourself being depressed. And, you know, I always say do the big list. The big list will be everything that's ever affected you from birth all the way up to present, and memories and how people treated you, times and places you felt depressed or experienced depression. And then you always will notice that there are certain places and certain times that you will produce, manifest, or experience depression. You know, a lot of times people say, well, isn't depression just a chemical problem? I said it's just as a chemical problem as happiness, because your mind will create chemicals in your body to make it feel whatever you're thinking. So one, there's an attitude and belief about yourself. When you look at yourself, what is it I feel about myself? What am I so angry at? Why am I taking this out on myself? You may look at the experiences, the experiences and what you've experienced, what you witnessed experience, traumas, physical, emotional traumas, the death of a loved one. Some will start creating depression because someone died. And so what you do is you look back at your experiences, whether it's death, divorce, lost your job. It's a number of things. You could, as many ways to have feel create depression as there are to roam. So one thing you can do is first, write your list. Two, start cleaning it up. Now you have to understand, the depressed feelings are based on emotional conditioning and what you think and say to yourself. So it's maybe the pictures inside your mind. If you have images in your mind about certain things and it makes you feel bad, change the pictures. Make peace with the memories. Now you have to realize too that memories are internally generated. They're created within you. That means it's your brain, and you can change what you look, and you can also change the memory, because the memories aren't permanent. They're not stuck. And if they were permanent and stuck, then you'd never want to improve your memory because it's so perfect. Well, memory is a muscle. And so depending on what you choose to exercise, such as bad memories, good memories, the more your life changes. So one thing I suggest is writing your long list and start tapping it out, cleaning it up, and releasing and letting it go. The second thing you can do is I call buy you a journal called the Happy Journal. And in the Happy Journal, you write and all the good experiences and the good things that you've experienced in life. Start practicing feeling good. And some people say, well, it's a lot of work feeling good. I said, well, it's more work feeling bad, but it's easier because you've been practicing. It's like anything else. It's a skill. So go in, start releasing, and start working on yourself. Guys, if it's in you, it's in you. And if you get it out, you release it, not just understand it, but change the emotional impact, the emotional feelings, the association to it, then your life will change. So again, own up to what you have within you and change what you have within you. That's the real deal. Change you. Change how you feel. Change how you represent things. And of course, on my videos, I believe it's like 247 through 252 or so, I have how to do the Happy Journal. So do the Happy Journal. People who are depressed usually have the unhappy journal within their minds. So we want to practice feeling good. So that's one thing you can do. Several things. And another thing said, well, what DVD set would I buy to help me with that? And I would say probably, I mean, they're all good, but the relationship seminar, because really all of our problems, every one of them starts with a relationship. Relationship with our parents, relationship with whoever it is that had an emotional impact. And then what you do is you start working your list, start creating peace within your life, and then help heal your life. And so I always suggest watch the YouTube videos on YouTube, tap along, look for your problem, create changes. So this is Robert Smith. And you hear the rap.
Okay, I apologize for all the background noise, but he has a really good message, a reminder to own up and change. And if you're raised by someone who is depressed, that you, when you go back and look at your whole life and you realize all the relationships that are triggering your depression, then you can use the tapping to release those relationships, to release that energy that you're still holding on to. My own personal testimony was this time of year was always kind of depressing for me because it reminded me of my mother and her alcoholism. That I don't remember very many times during this holiday where my mother was not drowning in her beer or her whatever, but my mother was intoxicated almost every year at this time, just drowning herself in depression and sadness. So I grew up thinking that this time of year, that's what I needed to do too, just drink, have some eggnog and rum and just get drunk. You know, that was the thing I grew up with. That seemed like the right thing to do, just, you know, to drown away my thoughts of that. But now, just like he suggested, I owned up to the sadness I felt during this time of year about my mother. And I began to change that picture in my mind as a messenger, teaching me what not to do, teaching me about her issues, not mine. And I just started to really analyze that relationship with my mother as not one of sadness, but one of a teacher for me. And so in my position now as a conscious health coach and helping others, I am so grateful for my mother. Every time, every thought I have of my mother, I am grateful for bringing me to where I am today. And tapping had a lot to do with that. That tapping had a lot to do with that because I had to really process that sad relationship that I thought I had with her. And then I had to come into a place of overstanding the Creator's purpose in planting me in that family. And I remember near the end of my mother's life how we had this beautiful time together where I laid in bed with her and we talked about the scriptures. Mm-hmm. Just before the end of her life, it was about maybe a month before she transitioned, we had the most beautiful time where I laid in bed with her and we talked about so many things. And she told me how she didn't want to have, she wanted to abort me. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. I almost had to laugh at it, but because I was in such a place of purpose. So the tapping, that's what the tapping can help you release all those bad memories, sad memories, and get into a place of empowerment. Because when you shift the energy with the tapping, you can really start feeling how powerful you are in this flesh as a soul and as a mind-body being one, connected, and not separated.
You know, Doc, you're so right in everything that you're saying. And I had a childhood, too. I'm going to have to even get into it. I'm too old to even think of it. But what you're saying, now, I want to make sure I'm getting this right by your message. What you're saying is that when you had your situation with your mom and you really bonded with her right before she crossed over and you felt that you had a sense of purpose, finally, maybe, I think what was happening that you were starting to communicate, connect with her. Sometimes what happens is that when you have a parent that's just drug, drinking, whatever it may be, you want to become that because you think if you become that, they'll love you more. They'll look in the mirror and say, oh, I love you more. Mm-hmm. But my way of doing it is that I always ask myself a question. I tap on the issue. I tap in the issue and I say, number one, then how would I change my mother? How would I change if I were my mother? How would I change this situation? How would I do good out of seeing bad? And then what I do is I sit down and I say, well, I'll tell you how I would do it myself. I'll tell you how I would have done it. I would do it. And that helps heal. So it's the tapping of the mind, the tapping of the issues. You're tapping onto, and that psychologically to me is simple. It's to the point. It's like saying, okay, my mother was an alcoholic. Number one, what was she thinking about to have her do that? Number two, if I were her, how would I be doing it differently? And I really like, what would I like? All right, so you say in judgment, all right, my mother was an alcoholic. My mother was, by the way, too. This is why I think my mother was an alcoholic. Outside of saying, well, okay, as we get older, well, why did she do that? I laid down next to my mother, too, when she was dying, Doc, so I know what you're feeling. The bonding was unbelievable. The bonding was unbelievable because I had a purpose. Before, the purpose she was living, I wanted to live to get closer to her. The bottom line, when you stop and think about people and anybody in the structure of your life, it's like, wait a minute, that person over there has drugs, taking drugs, wait a minute. Well, why are we judging that? Because it's not going to change that person. What it does is it changes you to realize that it reflects on something that you're not. And that's where the game plan is for you win. That's the finish you want, the finish of the world, to being the winner. Mm-hmm. And to sit with the tapping, absolutely. But you can't, I love what you have with your videos, but I'd rather listen to you than this man, because everything that he's talking about, he has no idea what jumping into your own body that you can come out with accumulation of your own energy. This is a personal thing. This is between you and your mom, my mom, Robert and her family. It's a personal thing, and you have to engage the consequences to why and how come. But basically, you have to know the forgiving is you have to forgive yourself for judging that person. You have to forgive yourself because you know why? You didn't take time out to really know that person, to understand where their heads were at at the time, or the self-destruction, whatever it may be. So when I look at my mother, I hugged her in bed, and I did what she did because there was a purpose. And she said, I want to see you for a whole month in California. I said, and she said, I didn't think I'd see you again as I'm crawling into bed hugging her. I took off my shoes, I hugged him, and I bought angel music, and I said to her, she said, I never thought, I said, Mother, I want to be here to see the ending of all this, because I want to see when you go up into heaven, I want to see that. So when I was telling her that, I was forgiving her, but I had to forgive myself more, because I was not aware of where she was coming from, so busy in my own attitude of you know what I mean, of myself. So I'm sorry for taking it.
Well, that's what becomes healing, is that you get out of yourself and get into the other person's role as an angel or messenger, and then what's their purpose here on earth? That's where it became very healing for me.
One more thing, Sister Doc, and one more thing, you're right, and one more thing on that is like, we're talking about, like you said, getting in and getting out of, okay? We're talking about going into your pain, listening to music, listening to the music that the pain has to offer. So if you can go into your mom's or anybody else's music, their pain, you can hear their music. And once you hear their music, then you know how to tap your foot.
Yep, that's right, that's right. So I have one more audio I'd like to you to listen to. This is on anxiety, how to tap out anxiety. This is a very thorough explanation, very detailed, and I thought it'd be very helpful, especially during this season. People are so anxious to do what the program says to do during the holiday. Buy, get in the debt, buy gifts, do all this, buy a tree, cut a tree, this, that, that. And they're anxious and depressed and in pain. And here's a little education on how to relieve the anxiety.
Anxiety, the term, is a DSM-4 term, and I am not a licensed therapist, so I am not licensed to treat anxiety. So that's the disclosure. However, I'm going to talk about it, and we're going to do some tapping, and if that helps, great. I hope it will. So taking full responsibility for your own well-being. Even though I feel anxious, I choose to love and accept myself. Even though I feel anxious, I choose to love and honor myself. Even though I feel anxious, I feel anxious around others. Sometimes I feel anxious all by myself. I'd really rather feel good. And even though I feel so anxious, I choose to deeply and completely love, honor, and accept myself and anyone else who may contribute to my anxiety. All this anxiety, all these anxious feelings, all this nervousness, all these anxious behaviors, all this anxiousness, I choose to clear it as much as I can. I choose to let go of this anxiety. I choose to let go of this nervousness. I choose to let go of all this discomfort. I feel so uncomfortable at times. I feel so uncomfortable in different situations. I just want to escape. It feels like it's too much for me. I just can't stand being there. I am so anxious. I am so uncomfortable. And I choose to release this feeling.
Let me stop there for a minute, because I'm thinking that maybe some of you are not aware that he's tapping while he's saying this. He's actually going through the tapping, and that diagram is on the web, on the page for Soul Purpose Healing, if you have a chance to.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, he didn't tell say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was listening, thinking, I hope everyone knows he's not just saying this. He's actually tapping through.
But he didn't introduce it when he first came in. That's why, too.
Yeah,
this is why.
Sister,
yeah,
is that a video? Is that a
video? Yeah, it is a
video.
It is a video. In fact, I don't think I need to, unless you want to hear the rest of it, I can kind of explain what that video goes. He goes through the tapping, the rounds of tapping on the face. And again, the diagram is on the page, Soul Purpose Healing page on the website. If you forget where the points are, in between the eyebrows, on the side of the eyebrow, under the eye, under the nose, on the chin, between the collarbones, under the arm, and the top of the head. These are acupressure points. You're activating the energy to clear out what he's saying. I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling he's going through all these verbiage to acknowledge that he has this emotion that's floating through your cells, basically, and in your subconscious. And then he gets to a point of releasing it and getting into joy, getting into gratitude. That my teaching to clients and friends is that after you admit that you have this emotion, that you have this state of mind, then you want to get to, and you're evaluating the level of anxiety, like a 10 or from a 10 to a 9 or 8 or 7 until you have no anxiety, then you want to get to a place of gratitude. As JoJo and I are talking about our mothers, we were, you know, at some point I was really anxious about my mother's alcoholism and my mother's depression, and I was even getting depressed myself at times. So that connection to my mother and my depression was real. But as I began to be more aware of this depression in her and why she had it, why her life was the way it was, then I was able to release that and get into joy for her purpose and my assignment as well. Because that's what it's all about, is us coming to this level of consciousness of the relationship conflicts that we have that trigger our anxiety and depression and sadness and pain, and then realizing that we have the power within our hands to activate the acupressure points, just like an acupuncture physician would do, taking our hands and tapping on these points on the face and on the collarbone under the arm and saying, I am choosing to let this go. That does not happen overnight. As JoJo and I were saying, that doesn't happen overnight, but your assignment on this earth is to evolve into that state of purposefulness and no anxiety and peace, and just walking in the flow, riding in your van all over the country and blessing others and realizing I'm here to do, I'm here for a mission, I have an assignment, I have to love myself first, I have to forgive myself for judging my mother all those years, I have to move forward in what my mission is now. And as people come and go, as Kwame shared with us early in the show, that he had a friend he had to watch transition, but Kwame's
terrible.
Fully aware of the contribution that this man has made, and now it's Kwame's choice to share that man's contribution. Even though that man has transitioned, that man is on another journey now. He hasn't really dissolved totally spiritually. He's just on another journey. And when we come into this consciousness of all these things going on, life and death, relationships, forgiveness of ourself, mind, body, oneness, awareness, insight, then the pain has to go. The depression has to go. The anxiety has to go. There's too much work to be done.
Absolutely.
And other people are not going to be on the same page as we are on. When we are, when you just think about it, when you come into this awareness of who you are, what you're doing, and all these people in your life who keep triggering all the anxiety, then they're not going to be on the same level. The other people in your life are not going to be at this mature level.
No, they're not going to be.
So you have to forgive them. Oh, my goodness. Forgiveness is so big.
Please.
Forgiveness.
Oh. You know, I'll tell you. You know, they sent me, I found a picture, I found a picture at my brother's house when I was visiting. And in the pictures, family pictures, I picked out one picture of a family gathering, a portrait, okay, snapshot. And they were all there, and they had smiles on their face, and they were so happy. But I looked over, because I was probably in the hospital with cancer. I didn't make that Christmas. They never let me know anything about what goes on with Christmas gatherings, because, you know, I was sick. They both did it my whole life. Anyway, I took this picture, and in the picture, it was all of them smiling, and they drew a picture of me. A face with a smile, and they had on the bottom Josie, and they placed it in amongst them.
Oh, how
cute.
Now
I took the picture, and I brought it here at home, and I put it up on my refrigerator, and I looked at it, and every day I look at it, I feel better about it because it could have been done in many different ways, and so because the way that I've been treated with my family over the years, I look at that as being wow. And they didn't. I was probably in the hospital when they told that. All right, and so I put it on my refrigerator door. And every time I go in and I look at the picture, how I know I'm getting better and accepting is that I look at it and I start giggling. And I say, would you believe they really loved me enough even for that without me doing my thing and running all over the place? So the memory that I am still in my family is with them. And I let it go. I turn music on. I laugh. I turn on crazy rock. I turn on crazy. I mean, I'm half Puerto Rican. I started playing, which is a Martin, Ricky Martin. I mean, that's how I do it. I put music on because I want to hear the music within my pain through the music of other people, and that's what you got to do. All what you're saying, absolutely. But you want to know something? What I do? I listen to music.
Yeah,
I put it on
and
ring it out through my happy sort of music. And then I start jigging and dancing and I start moving my butt and start going, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. And before that, I mean, you know, I'm 72 and I don't get involved with relationships. I'm too old for it. Every now and then I'll like kind of peek at a crotch of a man walking down the street and I go, whoa, whoa. Girl, you're not even into that anymore. Get out of it. But and I'll go dancing, and I'll say, that's the secret. Laughing and dancing are the biggest deal. Because you're taking your music and you're connecting it with your pain music, within your pain. And it works. And all of a sudden, all that sadness and that, which you have closed itself like it's like enveloped into happiness.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that reminds me, JoJo, when I was in Arizona with Mama AZ, we traveled up the road a bit to Winslow, and she gave me the tour of the area, and we had this amazing music, this old music that was just so amazing. We were like dancing, and Mama AZ stops the car, gets out, it just stopped, pulls over to the road,
Woo!
Stops the car, gets out, and starts dancing. And I laughed so much. This woman who has challenged so many times in her body, but that music got her out of the car dancing on the road.
Oh, my God.
I hope
she
doesn't mind me telling this story. But
Robert, were doing the dancing in the middle of the car. Good for you. Good. Is that that song from Winslow, Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. See, that's what it is, laughing and music and letting it out. And when you're doing that, you're letting all that crap out of you because you're taking a moment and saying, I don't want to hear it. I mean, just the music. Play the music. It's such a happy yes.
And we can't take this season too seriously. Too many people are into this tradition in December, and they're getting depressed more and more when people are expecting. And I want to just give a word of advice. Don't get into the tradition too deeply. It's not worth it. It really isn't. This will pass. Turn on some music, some old 70s, 60s, or 70s
music.
The music
does it. And remember the Temptations, girls. Do you remember the Temptations?
Oh, yes.
You got to go out and get a CD on the Temptations. It's like $5 sounds cheap. You got to play that Temptation music. You will absolutely flip out. Absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
Flip out.
I get
those
on my Facebook.
I got to tell you girls just one more thing, and then I'm going to let you, because I always take over a bit. I haven't seen you for so long. I'm like, blah, 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 Chatty Cathy. But, they have the club called, it's called freehugs.com. You know that. It's like a campaign around the world. And ever since what happened in Paris, it has surfaced again. And if you go on the computer, you look on search Google, and you see freehugs.com. It's all over the world, especially what happened with Paris. So I just said, I'm going to make up a sign, and I'm going to put free hugs, and I put all different sorts of, like, you know, little cartoons. So free hugs for Paris. And it could be in Kentucky. It's like, you know, we'll keep you in the winner's circle in the state of Kentucky, blah, blah, blah. So I go up in front of Walmart. I'm like, there's something. Free hugs. And some people, no, they walk by. No. And I grab them and I go, I don't care. I want to give you a hug. Let me tell you something. The younger kids, the teenagers up to 25, 28, hug the tightest. They hug. They wouldn't let me go.
Mm-hmm.
The older people could care less. They walked right past me. So the manager comes out and throws me out. They say, you can't be here. And they say, but it's free hugs. Doesn't anybody want it? I'm sorry if she says, the flu. I got the vet and I said, I think my journey is over here, because 12,000, I never had that for the year I was away. So today I go to a thrift shop at the church. I walk in. There is a gorgeous jacket. It's like in this sea foam. It's a winter jacket, okay? And the inside's all, you know, what do they have? It's all insulated. Beautiful woman's jacket. Zip up the whole bit. I look at the price. It's $10. And it's BB. It's BB. What is that one again? The BB. What is it? BB. What is that again? L-beam. What is it?
Oh,
L-beam. Right.
Okay.
$10, right? Brand new.
L-beam. That was a good bargain.
Now, watch, right? Now, look what happens. I put it on 6 months. I don't want it too small, but I'm looking and thinking. So I go outside. I said, I don't want it. I walked out. I put a little leaf. I walked outside. And this woman pulls up, and she's waiting for me to back out so she could pull on my parking space. I said, I want to get that. Somebody said, go get that. I said, so I went up to the woman, and she says, I'm going in. I said, would you do me a favor? Would you hang on to that jacket for me? I'm running to the bank. I'll come right back, because they have to have cash, right? She's okay. I said, just hang on to it. Don't want anybody to take it. Well, I come back. The jacket's gone. And I look at the woman. I said, where is it? She said, oh, there's some woman in the back trying it on. Here she comes out with the jacket on. Oh, you know, I was going to give you my number. I looked at her, and I said, listen to me. Does that jacket fit you? She said, well, yes. I said, honey, keep it. It's your jacket. Mm. And she looked at me and she said, you think I should sell it on eBay? Because now she's realizing that. And she didn't know about the label. Nobody out here in Kentucky knows about a pop label. And I said to her, yes, don't give it. Keep it yourself. So I go to work. She says, wait a minute. And she gives me such a hug. She says, thank you. And her eyes like kind of fill up. And I said to her, Merry Christmas, sweetheart. Gotta go. And I walked out. And I got in the van, and you know what I said to myself? Shit, I shouldn't have given that to her. I was so pissed.
Too late. Yeah.
Well, you know,
what?
Because you know what? If I didn't laugh about that, and I didn't say I wanted that.
Right. Yeah.
What made me forget about it and let her have it was what?
Yeah.
I planted another seed.
Yeah.
And just sometimes
true.
The bag of seeds are empty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. So you would have seen
And we have to be aware that I heard Dr. Bernie Siegel on an interview not too long ago say that. That teenagers and young adults have the highest one of they have said they have thought about committing suicide off more often than other, many other groups of people.
Really?
So I think,
really?
You know, when you think about that, yeah, that teenagers are having these suicidal thoughts often, then that was the right thing to do, because we just don't know where people's minds are. And if it's not that important to us, then somebody may need something more in their life than we do. That's okay. It's okay. Because,
yeah,
like you said, we're,
yeah,
seed planters, we're light bearers, and we have a mission. And these things can't be that important. Material things
not really
cannot be
not
that
very
important to us.
Home.
Yeah.
I came,
yeah,
home and I had a bunch of little different jackets, you know. But I think psychologically what was happening to me is I swore that I would start taking care of me and,
yeah,
giving up the den and getting myself my place to sit where I had to learn. So when I saw that psychologically, it's something that I wanted for the,
yeah,
first time in a long time, something for myself. But after I gave it to her, I came out, I looked at her car, wasn't like new. And you could see, like, you know, she needed that. She needed that to dress up with, because she, you could see she was a hard-working mom, you know, probably bringing up the grandkids or something. But anyway, when I got, and then when they came home, I kept saying to myself, it's okay, you gave it to her. It's okay, you let her have it. Well, why not? My other side said, what, are you crazy? You have to start thinking about yourself. You know, you love that jacket. Why didn't you take it for yourself? So you're in the middle of this line of having what you wanted to do for so many years and making change for the people,
mm-hmm,
in the world. And then the other, mm-hmm, side is you really want to start making change for yourself. So,
right,
all in all, I forgot about it because a good football came on and the Patriots lost, hallelujah, and the Eagles won the football game. And I was happy. I forgot all about it until now. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, and nothing like a football win that gets you happy, huh?
Oh, honey, oh, they beat out the Patriots. My God, the Eagles, good for them.
Oh.
And you had to see Tom Brady sitting there like sulking. Sulking.
Okay.
They say, I'm going, oh, man, I lost, you know.
Well, I
anyway,
hope that everyone has taken away from this podcast some reminders that you only have to use your hands to release some of the tension that you may be feeling. And then, as JoJo said, be silent and listen for the music. That's so important, I think.
Yeah.
Be silent, listen for the music. So that requires that we be aware, we be conscious, that we
mm-hmm,
tune in to the body's language of frustration or depression or whatever, and then choose to release that, to make a change, choose to let go of it, choose to let go of it, because we know that it's not profitable in our spirit, mind, or body. And so stay in peace this season. Do not get wrapped
Merry
up
Christmas.
In the, don't
Merry
get wrapped
Christmas.
Up in all this holiday materialism. Just get wrapped up in people, in relationships of love. Love and forgiveness. That's the key. Love, forgiveness, and lots of music. So thank you all for contributing to this
conversation. Oh, we love you, Doc. I love you.
I love you.
I love you,
and
Robert.
Swami. Thank you,
here
Angel JoJo.
And here is some happy music.
Call me soon. Let me know what's going on, okay?
All right. Happy music for the season.
Okay, baby. Love you. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Love you. Shalom.
Happy New Year.
It's like the E on the beat.
Oi, this one na sara sara, the beat is tana tana. It go make you manya manya, Ines is in manya manya. Oh yeah, make you ricotta ricotta, mama Africa ricotta, eh. Make you dance, yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody ricotta ricotta, mama Africa ricotta, eh. Make you dance, yeah, 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 yeah. This one na sara sara, the beat is tana tana. It go make you manya manya. Next is in manya manya. This is for people with chalacha, hey. People with kalaka, hey. Yeah, nandi walanya, hey. Nandi kalanya. It gon' make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala. It gon' make you feel nice. Oh yeah, let's go to Kenya, Rwanda and Tanzania. Togo, Cameroon, Niger, Ghana, South and Sudan. Oh yeah, make you ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta, hey. Make you dance, yeah. Everybody, ricotta, ricotta, mama Africa, ricotta.
get some easy, make you no fight, oh. Hey, you go forget your sorrow. Makachuku, you go buy and play for your motto, oh. Hey, hey, this one na sara sara. The beat is tarantana. You go make you manya manya. Ines is in manya manya. This is for people with chalacha. Hey, people with kalaka. Hey, and Nandi walanya. Hey, Nandi kalanya. You go make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala.